May the Lord give you his peace. Good afternoon, this is Father Stosh Daly on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your daily message of hope. As we enter into the middle of the week now, we look to the past and we allow ourselves to be filled with hope as a result of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven, the great solemnity that in the life of the Church we celebrated, we remembered, and we prayed on last Saturday. But then we also look ahead to the great feast that is coming our way, the Queenship of the Blessed Virgin Mary. As we are in between these two beautiful great feasts of the Blessed Virgin Mary, our hearts are filled with a certain and undeniable sense of wonder and awe as we ponder God's great love, the depth of his love for each one of us. As we're in the middle of the week, let us revisit a beautiful prayer that oftentimes we say at the close of our Holy Rosary. But all too often, many times, people don't know the prayer. It's called the Hail, Holy Queen. As we're on this day, this Wednesday, the middle of the week, let us offer this prayer to the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen. That beautiful prayer, the Hail, Holy Queen, is a prayer that oftentimes we say at the end of the Rosary. But truth be told, we can pray that prayer at any time throughout the day, any day of the week, any week of the month, and any month of the year. It's a beautiful prayer to kind of plant deep within our minds, deep within our hearts. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. May we just but for a moment consider the power of those words. Hail, Holy Queen. She is the Queen because her Son, Jesus, is King. She is holy because she's without sin. How do we know that she, Mary, the mother of Jesus, is without sin? Well, let us remember another popular Marian prayer, the Hail Mary. The words of God himself spoken by the Archangel Gabriel, full of grace. Anyone who is full of grace is going to be holy. So when we say the prayer today, Hail, Holy Queen, we acknowledge that Mary is full of grace. She is holy. She's queen because her Son, Jesus, is King. Because she's the mother of Jesus, who is God and King, she is then also the mother of mercy, for Jesus is mercy incarnate. He is the mercy of God the Father. He is the love of God the Father in the flesh. So as we gaze upon Jesus and we learn about him, we then start to understand who exactly Mary is and her role in bringing Jesus to us. Likewise, whenever we look at the Blessed Virgin Mother and we consider the different titles she has, we learn more about her Son. Simple words in English, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy. These simple words teach us that she's full of grace. She herself is holy, and she's queen of a kingdom. But this kingdom that she is queen of involves heaven and earth, a reality for which each one of us were made. God made us for himself. He made us so that we may be citizens of heaven. Citizens of his kingdom, where his Son, Jesus, is king, and where Mary, his mother, is queen. She is mother of mercy, because she's the mother of Jesus, he who is all mercy, all merciful. Then, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. Jesus is the life, the truth, and the way. Mary, who's given herself totally over to him, is in a beautiful way not only our mother and queen, but she is also the one who teaches us how to be fully alive. The one who lives in total union with Jesus is living a Marian life, the life that Mary led. She is our sweetness. She is our hope. When we gaze upon her, we learn more about God. We learn more about Jesus, the Word incarnate. We then turn our eyes and our hearts to the Blessed Virgin Mary, and we say, "To you do we cry, or to thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve." We are ever mindful of the reality of sin so that we can turn away from it. When we start to forget the reality of evil, when we start to forget the power, the allurement, the enticement of sin, it's then that ultimately we become frail and weak and we succumb to it. But when we remember salvation history, the plan of salvation, when we reflect upon Adam and Eve and original sin, we then look for hope. We look for salvation. So we're not afraid to admit that we are the poor, banished children of Eve. We were made for heaven, but we need Jesus so as to get to heaven. And so we cry out to Our Lady as our mother, as our queen, as the new Eve. And so we then ask her for help. To you do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you, O Mary, do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Hear the beauty of those words. We are the children of God. We are the children of Mary. We cry out to her because we know if we follow her as our mother, she will lead us straight to Jesus, her Son, who is God. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us. And after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Turn then, most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us. We acknowledge that Mary has a powerful role of intercession in the kingdom of God. She is the one who intercedes on our behalf before the throne of Jesus, who is the Christ. We ask her then to look our way, to see us as her children, to be mindful of the words of Jesus Christ spoken on the cross. Behold your Son, behold your children. And we hear his words and adhere to them. Behold your mother. So we ask our mother, Our Lady, turn then, most gracious advocate, turn then, our mother. Turn then, our mother who is our advocate, and let your eyes fall upon us. See us for who we are, see us where we are, and pray for us, so that after this life which at times is an exile, it feels like an exile, pray for us so that we may be with you and with your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, before God our Father in heaven. Show unto us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. You held our Lord Jesus as the Magi came to adore. You held our Lord Jesus as the shepherds came to give him homage. You held our Lord Jesus so that he may be seen, so that he may be adored, so that he may be worshipped. Hold him before us. Show us how to get to Jesus, how to get to heaven. Show us, after this exile, how to behold the Lord Jesus Christ, the fruit of your womb. And then we give titles to Our Lady. O Clement, O Loving, O Sweet Virgin Mary. In this beautiful prayer called the Hail Holy Queen, we find a catechesis on our faith. We find an introduction to the kingdom of God. And may every prayer be prayed with heartfelt sincerity and devotion. Remember, when we pray, we should say what we mean and mean what we say. Oftentimes these prayers that we pray and we say, we were just received. We received them as children. We were taught them as children. But we haven't given ourselves a proper time to consider the power of their meaning. What do these words communicate for our soul? And what do these words cry out to God so that he may pour his grace into our hearts? How exactly do they work? So as we're in this week between the Assumption and the Queenship of Mary, it's a good time for us to consider these beautiful prayers that we have entrusted to us by the Church, these prayers that we can offer, these prayers that offer a catechesis to our souls. How often do we hear people say to we Catholics, well, what do those words mean? Why do you say those prayers? Why don't you just make up your own prayer? Why do you have to say a prayer that was memorized? Why do you have to say a prayer that's been handed on to you? We don't have to say these prayers at all. We get to say these prayers because they're a beautiful, succinct, powerful way to communicate the glory of God, to respond to the beauty, to respond to the gift that He's given to us. We have that opportunity to live in the present moment. We have that opportunity to respond to the grace God gives. In a prayer like the Hail, Holy Queen, we have that opportunity to love and to live. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us. And after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Acknowledging Our Lady as Queen and Mother of Mercy, may we open our minds and our hearts to the kingdom of God and allow the Lord to place deep within us His peace and His hope.